Welcome back to our discussion of I Am the Way, the Truth, and the Life. In this session, we discuss how the Beatitudes reflect the new life that flows in God's love, truth, and faith, and also an attitude of one with an identity immersed in the Lord's resurrection power. And we're going to see how this results in a life that God calls blessed. So, the first beatitude speaks of those who are poor in spirit and that theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So through this, we experience the kingdom of heaven. This acknowledges that we have a great need for spiritual growth in relation to all that God has for us, which causes us to depend on God's grace to attain to his higher life. This truly motivates us to actively engage with God, as opposed to being passive, as we press forward to experience breakthroughs. And then blessed are those who mourn shall be comforted. This speaks of grieving over our sinful nature, seeing the reality of aspects of our carnal nature that truly need to die for the new life to be resurrected, so that we see more of God's promises fulfilled. It brings real repentance, leading to real transformation. This helps us see our true potential being realized in Christ. And then blessed are the meek. This speaks of truly inheriting the earth. So this speaks of the quality of humility that's exercised in faith, so that we're aware of our carnal nature and we're aware of our need for grace before people and before God. It keeps us humble. It keeps us grateful. It keeps us focused on being like Christ, who exemplified meekness, which really is power under control, and over our selfishness, over our pride, over our carnal nature. And it keeps us in the mindset of a servant so that we bear fruit glorifying God. And then hungering for thirsting for righteousness. These ways we are blessed. And we are filled as we hunger and thirst for his righteousness. So this speaks about having a sustained and a relentless faithfulness to seek God with a whole heart so that we experience his kingdom realities in our life. This causes us to realize that true liberty is found in Christ's nature. It brings us to passionately pursue the higher things of God, and it positions us to truly experience his new life. And so what about blessed are the merciful? This speaks of obtaining mercy by God. And so having compassion on those who suffer injustice or oppression, or treating others with tenderness, even when they fail or they disappoint us. And this helps us to be grateful towards God for his grace. I love the phrase, grateful for grace. It brings us to value God's redemptive purposes, and it also keeps us humble as opposed to bitter and resentful. How about blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. This is an amazing statement. It reveals to us that God sees our heart, and through our heart, we see God. So this is about walking with purity in our ethics, in our morality. It speaks of having integrity in our motives and our actions. So it causes us to place a greater emphasis on giving as opposed to receiving. In doing so, it helps us resist using worldly tactics like manipulation and deception. So as a result, it predisposes us to receive more from God. And it also increases our capacity to love with God's love, and to see as God sees, to think like God, and experience the reality of the grace of God. And then, blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called sons of God. This speaks of being at peace with God, and also walking in the grace to reconcile and repair broken relationships, so that we bring God's peace, his wholeness and prosperity of soul into our soul and the souls of others. It causes us to be more sensitive to others. And then how about those who are persecuted for righteousness' sakes. There's a blessing there. It says, theirs is the kingdom of heaven, so that a spirit of glory and eternal rewards we can receive. So this speaks of being resisted, being penalized or harmed physically, socially, verbally, or even financially. This produces perseverance and godly character. It causes a spirit of glory to rest upon us, and it truly brings eternal rewards. And so review these different Beatitudes. And then for heart strengthening, see exercises to be immersed and washed in the Beatitudes in the appendix. But for now, what big picture do you see of God's heart and his higher ways that he wants us to experience, to be blessed in? So reflect upon that. Discuss it with others. Write down your thoughts. And we'll see you in the next session.